Small businesses got almost $98 billion in government contracts in 2010. It's a big jump up from 2009, but agencies still miss the government-wide goal. Joe Jordan is the Associate Administrator for Government Contracting and Business Development at the Small Business Administration. He's here to talk about this 23% number. How close did agencies get in 2010?
Well, hi, Francis. Thanks for having me on. We got real close. It was 22.7%, so fell just a few decimal points shy of the 23%.
That's not bad. We'll take that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to declare victory till we're at or above 23, but it does represent, you know, fiscal year 09 and 10 together, the largest two-year increase in more than a decade. So I'm very happy with the trajectory we're on, but yeah, I'm not gonna declare victory till we get to that 23.
You also are putting out the FY 2010 Small Business Procurement Scorecards, and I guess the good news is here that more agencies went up when it comes to relative to 2009 than went down. It says 10 agencies' grades increased, 10 agencies' grades stayed the same, and 4 agencies' grades decreased. What are they measured by on this procurement scorecard?
Every year we give each agency, those 24 that you mentioned, a goal that they need to hit, an individual one for their agency. So it's not just 23% across the board.
Right.
And then we look at how they did in terms of the 5 prime contracting categories, as well as subcontracting and their progress against their plans, and then give them a letter grade, you know, much like you'd get in school, A-plus all the way down to an F. And we, you know, we're very encouraged by the fact that 20 of the 24 agencies either saw their grades in 2010 increase or stay the same, and 13 of them received an A. So overall, there's a lot of really good news here.
You mentioned the 13 A's. There are 5 B's, 4 C's, and 2 D's. I'm not going to ask you to call out the C's and D's.
Thank you.
But tell me what they're doing that they might want to work on.
Well, you know, that's one of the key things about the scorecard, and we revamped this last year, is that on the first page you see all the numbers and how they did, where they excelled and where they maybe came up a bit short. On the second page, the agency has a comment to answer just that question. Hey, why did you achieve what you achieved, and how do you, you know, plan to do better in the future? And so for a few of the agencies, they faced a particular challenge with what they were buying. Clear example last year that I talked about was when Health and Human Services had the H1N1 flu vaccine. All of a sudden, there was a $9 billion or so contract they had to get out, and small businesses weren't going to win that at the prime level. And that wasn't anticipated when SBA and the agency came together to set that goal. And you see other examples like that in some of the agencies here. Housing and Urban Development had challenges with the strong demand for their Ginnie Mae, the government National Mortgage Association, the fact that it had a lot of increased demand and a lot of those contracts don't go to small businesses, cause their mix to change, their performance to go down. And we want to let the public know all those reasons so they can make a decision. Hey, this is a legitimate rationale for not getting an A, not meeting all of your goals. And this one over here, we'd like the agency to do a bit better.
Is the 23% number a standard number? Refresh my memory. Is that what you were headed for in 09 and before that as well?
Exactly. So for the government overall, the goal is 23%, and that was set by Congress.
Okay. So this isn't going to creep where, since you got so close this year, agencies, next year we'll make it 24.
No. It'll stay 23 overall, but there are individual goals which, you know, all add up to the 23. They'd all argue that I do set them at a pretty stretched level. So we want them to get every single contract that could go to small business into small businesses' hands. And so, you know, after 4 years, 2004 through 2008, of every year declining performance, we're really excited that 09 and now 10, we're headed in the right direction. I really want to get that last 0.3%.
What do you think it'll take to get those last couple deals over the top?
Well, we've got a couple things. One, the president last year put together a task force of senior officials from all of these agencies, came up with 13 recommendations on how to remove barriers and reduce the challenges for accessing small business contracts. And we've implemented some of those, and we're in the process of implementing more, and I think that'll really help. Secondly, I'd point to the passage of the Small Business Jobs Act last fall. Gave us 19 different contracting provisions in there, a lot of tools that we're going to use to make sure that we hit the number. And then lastly, this year we got the women-owned small business rule and tool finally implemented. And so we're very proud of that and very excited for what that could mean for women-owned small businesses and the goal overall.
Well, I know you're not quite satisfied, but I still think you ought to celebrate this weekend with a steak and a cold one and just celebrate a job well done.
Well, thanks, Francis. I appreciate that. And I'm going to tell my wife you allowed me to have that steak.
Happy to have you on, Joe. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.